Albert A-L-B-E-R-T Weaver, W-A-V-E-R. Mr. Weaver is a 65-year-old gentleman, truck driver, still gets up at 3 in the morning, goes to work, very active, complains of no shortness of breath, chest pain, nausea, vomiting, or the associated symptoms. He weighs 217 pounds, which is really basically the same as he's always weighed. Blood work showed his triglycerides to be 514. The provider wanted to put him on something for that, but he refused, and he's just taking fish oil. We had a long discussion about that, especially the fact that he's a diabetic. He definitely needs to be on something different along with the fish oil for his triglycerides, period. He does have diabetes. He does have lower extremity pain. When he doesn't take his Lyrica, his extremity pain gets really bad, in quotation. He has renal insufficiency, hypertension, and histrigati arthritis, period. In the paragraph, he takes his medications as prescribed, and he is very happy that he lives with his wife for 46 years. Mom and dad died of multiple myeloma in mom. Dad died of CHF coronary artery disease. Social, he does smoke, he does drink. He's not going to quit. Been married 46 years. Allergy and drug allergy, surgery, knee surgery, back surgery, medical problems, hypertension, diabetes, diabetic neuropathy, skin cancer, history of gout, DJD, neuropathy, coronary renal insufficiency, mild. COVID immunization, none. Flu immunization, none. Colonoscopy, yes, I've had my colonoscopy, he tells me in quotation, doesn't want to talk about his mild anemia. He says, I'm always having trouble with anemia, but it's been worked up. He weighs 217 pounds, no change, 99%, 98.3. 16, 65, 133 over 65. Heart. Positive some positive to lungs, few ronchi, abdomen is soft, TMs clear, skin shows no rash, low extremity shows trace edema, neurological non-focal. Number one, diabetes, last hemoglobin A1C 6.7. Number two, diabetic neuropathy, increased Lyrica to 75 TID. If for some reason he can't take it, he go back to BID. Next number, increased triglycerides. Add Lopet, 600 BID. Next number, hypertension, continue with current dose of medication. Next number, DJD, stable. Next number is gouty arthritis, stable. Next number, man, they won't be sent to Caremark. Next number, medications will be sent to Caremark. Next number, all the medications are written as before. Next number, we looked at his kidney because in face of diabetes and hypertension, no hydronephrosis was noted. Next number is he does have RVH, but he's not interested in any kind of a workup. He has no symptoms of sleep apnea, he tells me. Next number is he does have a fatty liver. Next number is he does have BPH. Next number is he does have a 0.9 centimeter cyst, left thyroid. He's not interested in workup, but he's agreeable to have it rechecked in 4 months. Next number, he does have mild carotid stenosis. Next number is bladder spasm noted. Next number is leg pain related to his diabetes. No sign of severe blockages noted. Next number is carotid stenosis is stable. Next number's findings were discussed with patient and wife. Next number's checked blood work in 3 months. And all the prescriptions will be sent to Caremark with the assistance of my wonderful office staff. Thank you.